Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a revival of awe, of seeing God in a perhaps different light, perhaps the light that we first saw him in, that may have faded a bit in our mind, in our life. And to have that awe restored as we really consider the incredible nature of God. And so throughout the week, the weekdays, where our broadcast will talk and pray about different things that we ought to have an awe of in regard to God. And we've talked about yesterday an awe of God's deeds. Monday, we talked about an awe of God's laws. And today, we're going to talk about an awe of God's power. The things that God can do that, well, no one else can. Luke 5:26 says, "Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, 'We have seen remarkable things today.'" What they had seen was, well, the most visible part was Jesus healing a man. But probably the more remarkable part was his forgiveness of this man's sin and using the healing as a proof to the religious leaders, to those that were questioning, that he really did have authority to forgive sins. And so many times we look at the things we consider to be powerful and we are amazed and we marvel, and we miss the even more powerful acts of God to cleanse us from all sin, to restore us to himself, to make things right between us and him. You see, we notice things that look out of the ordinary. And so we marvel at the strength of someone that can lift more weight than we can even imagine anybody possibly being able to do. A number of years ago, quite a few years ago now, as time keeps moving on, I was dean of a fifth and sixth grade camp week, and we would begin early in the week with a game of capture the flag and kind of wear the campers out on that first night so they would sleep better. And we would run and we would run and we would run. And I would participate and get to know the campers. And one of the campers during the game made a comment to me, that you're pretty fast for an old guy. And when it comes to speed, when it comes to power, we kind of evaluate based on what we think is possible. And we rate ourselves, we rate others in this comparison scale. And so for an old guy, I'm pretty fast. For an Olympic runner, I'm pretty slow. You see, it varies based on what our standard is. And we could talk about the most powerful people in the world, and sometimes we talk about that in terms of physical strength. Sometimes we talk about that in terms of influence. Sometimes we talk about that in terms of money, which often translates into influence. But rarely do we talk about it in the sense of those who devote their lives to prayer, those who devote their lives to the things of God's Spirit, which is the power within us. Paul writes, and he says that he is not ashamed of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus, for it is the power, the dynamite, of God which brings salvation. And when we think about power, we think about a lot of things in this world, but I think sometimes we miss the very core of real power, the Word of God, the good news of Jesus, the power to not simply get us through another day, but a power to get us through to eternity. You see, the remarkable thing that the people had witnessed, whether they understood it or not, was not the healing of a paralyzed man. It was the healing of a paralyzed soul. You see, we recognize the physical. We go through life often unaware of the spiritual. And so we stand in awe of the power of God to do those things which we struggle to even imagine. And we realize the power that He places within us is a power that aligns our will with His. And when we align our will with His, we begin to speak and act in ways that reveal His power within us. We see a storm, and for me, the damage and the danger that exists is devastating. But the power within that storm is pretty incredible. And when I think of God, I think of the incredible power that He has, but I also think of the destruction that comes our way if we're not aligned with that power. And when we stand in awe of the power of God, we recognize a God that is with us. We recognize the God who can save us. We recognize the God who is for us. And we turn our eyes toward the physical things that we can see and touch and imagine and get glimpses of what God can do. But His desire is that we use those to look into the spiritual nature of God so that we understand the true result of His power. It's not a smoke and mirrors, a light and magic show. It's a power that works within, which cleanses us, which gives us the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. It's a power that enables us to live life in a way that we can't do on our own. How many times do we see something that we would want to do or we think would be neat or whatever, and we think, but I could never do that. And I'm afraid sometimes we look at people who live a life of faith and we simply tell ourselves, I could never do that. Not in that way. And it's not that God wants us to pattern our lives exactly after someone else. He's called us and equipped us and designed us uniquely for unique purposes. But in general terms, the things that we say we could never do are often said without considering what God can do. Paul writes, and he says he can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. He's talking about all things that God desires, all things that's within God's will, all things that God calls him to do. He's not talking about I can do whatever I want because God gives me strength. Sometimes we pull that verse out and think, well, I can lift a car because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I know there are people who lift cars through the strength God gives them in order to be a testimony to his power. But I don't think he's called all of us to that ministry and that task and that way of life. But we stand in awe of power, of God's power, when we allow him to work in our life. When we quit saying, I couldn't do that, to start saying, God can do that. And if he chooses, he can do that in me and he can do that through me. You see, God's desire for every one of us is that not only would we be restored to him, but that we would be involved in the restoration process of sharing the good news of Jesus. And that we would see his real power result in restored lives. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be restored to you. It has given us Jesus, who lived and died and rose again as our sacrifice, as the payment for our sin. And God, today we often want to see your power in remarkable ways that are for our good, for our benefit, in physical ways. And yet, Father, I confess there are times that we fail to have that same desire to see your power at work in our spiritual life. Because it means we would have to share the good news with others. We would have to be those representatives that not only live for you, but speak for you. And sometimes, Father, we just as soon fly under the radar and not be noticed. And so we fail to allow your power to be seen in us and through us. And so, Father, forgive us and convict us and equip us and help us to not only be in awe of your power, but to not only allow, but to desire that power to work in us and through us. Father, may we be part of that line of conduit that sends your power throughout the world. And Father, as we consider the physical stuff that you do, the restoration of life and of health and of things that we can touch and feel and see, may we grasp that in the light of the greater power of forgiveness of sin, a renewed spirit, a whole heart which seeks after you. So God, today, as we consider all of the aspects of your power at work in our life, all of the aspects of your power at work in our world, all of the aspects of your power at work in heaven, may we be faithful in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.